Hello?
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yes.
Am I speaking with Dakota?
Danielle, his mom.
Okay, great. So I was just reaching out because I see that you were interested in returning to our agency.
Right.
And I just wanted to go over the process with you so you have an idea of what's going on. Okay, so two things need to happen. We just need to clear that Danielle can return and that she doesn't have anything else to follow up on. And then we're just going to wait for an authorization from the service coordinator.
Okay.
Are you in touch with service coordinator at all?
I texted her as well. You know, I talked to her this morning. But she has to go do home visits too, you know.
Yeah.
To get, you know, authorization, you know. Her quarterly assessments and stuff. So I think that's why she's not answering.
Okay.
Because I did speak to her this morning, but I did text her.
Okay, great. So we'll reach out to her as well. Because you already have an active caregiver, I would say this will take pretty quick. But either way, I'll keep you posted on any updates.
And I do have a 2-year tap.
You have a what?
A 2-year tap, the TV.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I just got that last August, so I'm good for another year. My tuberculosis.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, I'll note that down. And we'll let you know. We'll also be reaching out to the service coordinator to let her know our information. And so hopefully we'll be able to reach out to her soon.
Okay. Is the pay the same as when I was there before?
Let me take a look. How many hours is your patient approved for?
He's at 98.
Okay, so I see that you were receiving $12 an hour previously. Is that right?
Yeah.
I can see if I can bump you to $12.50.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was with you guys for a year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to go see if that can happen. We'll be in touch regarding that authorization.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And then they were saying like probably first start on Monday.
Yeah, if the service coordinator agrees to put it in for Monday, usually it takes 48 hours from when they send it to when we receive it.
Right.
But they also put on a start date. So if they put a start date on for Monday, let's say, then no matter when we get it, we can pay from Monday.
Right. Yeah, because the agency I'm currently with now, I mean, I'll just stay on with them until
Right, so that you don't have a break in services.
Right, just until I know, you know, the official start date with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That way, there's no breaking services.
Right.
Yeah, because I literally just found out today, and I feel bad because when I moved back to the area, I was going to, you know, start up with you guys again.
Mm-hmm.
And they convinced me to stay with them because, we have a sister company in Wyomissing, Omnicare. You know, you don't have to switch employment. You know, you have PTO time built up, this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn around and, you know, less than a year later, they're doing, you know, they're cutting all the overtime.
Oh, okay.
Less than a year later because I just got on board with Omnicare in February.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're deciding they're cutting the overtime. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we won't be doing that. So.
Okay. Thank God. Yeah. That's a relief. Because that money helps support him as well, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, and we'll speak soon.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.